435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. It is just lovely. Now, the weather has ticked up. The temperature has ticked up just a little bit. So 82, 83 right now. I don't mean to misspeak. I think I may have said 81 earlier. You know, you say 81 or 82, that's a misspeaking. You could do that. You got diagnosed with cancer. I don't think so. But we'll talk more about that as we head through the afternoon. By the way, coming up at 5:35, buddy of mine, Dr. Brian Snyder, just a solid, solid dude. And he heads up Chronic Care of Richmond as well as a weight loss RBA. And with summertime season right around the corner, I mean, we're talking a week from now. We've got all the neighborhood pools, all the community pools opening up. Everybody's going to want to be looking their best, doing their best. So we're going to chat with Dr. Snyder at 5:35. Just, you know, get a sense of how we can all make a difference in ourselves. And I just think the world of him and Janine and the whole team over there. But that's 5:35. Also, very, very fond of Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Carl has stepped to the plate for myself, for Heidi, for Julia, for the boys as well. But it's Julia that I got to take care of for forever and ever. And Carl said, "Okay, I'm on board," and he's doing great work for us. I want him to do great work for you. And every Monday afternoon, he joins us with a little bit of insight. Carl, thank you for being here, sir.
Great to join you, Jeff. You're always doing a great job.
You are very kind. By the way, I have nominated Carl Carlson for Best Financial Advisor and Carlson Financial for Best Financial Advice Firm. And, of course, I've shared that on social media. So I want to see you guys take it all this year.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I believe in you. I believe in you. You know, you always come on right after we hear the reports from the stock markets. And some days they're up, some days they're down. And I know we call it what? Volatility sometimes. How important do you think it is when you hear this volatility for folks who have already retired or folks who are getting ready to retire to adjust things, you know, really be proactive?
It's very important, especially if you're real close to retiring and or retired and you're drawing money from your investments. You know, if you don't need any money from your investments because you have $200,000 federal pension and you spend $100,000, then, you know, volatility won't affect your living style in retirement. So people there could have all their money in a CD, certificate of deposit, if they wanted to. So, or they could have it all at risk in the market. But for those that aren't in that place, which might be many of us, then it becomes important when you're taking money out of your investments to live on, because what you don't want to have happen is you need money out of your investments to live on, the stock market takes a big drop, and now you have to sell things when they're down, and sometimes down significantly, then that's when you take the actual loss. You know, if money goes up and down on the stock market like it does all the time, you're not making money, losing money, making money, losing money. The value of what you have there is going up and down. You don't make the money or lose the money until you sell it.
Right.
So if you're selling it when it's down, you're losing the money and you'll never get it back again. The key is when you're drawing money from your investments in the stock market, you want to make money, so you sell them when they're up.
Okay.
And then it works great. So how do you position yourself so you don't sell your investments when they're down? That's the key. And I have the answer to that, Jeff.
Well, do tell. Come on. Everybody is waiting here. We've got our pens, our pencils, our electronic notebooks. We're ready. Go for it.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
You figure out how much money you need to take out of your investments annually.
Okay.
Let's say that number is $30,000 a year that you need to take out.
Okay.
You multiply that number times 10. That's $300,000. And that is an easy, rough start for how much money you should have safe and liquid. So liquid means you need about 10% of it per year liquid to draw from it.
Right. Okay.
So 300,000, all of a sudden the stock market goes down. You have enough money there to last 10 years before you have to take money out. So that market can take that long to come back, and that hasn't happened since the Great Depression.
Okay.
The 2008 drop was about 2.5 years before it came back. So some people may not feel so conservative that they want 10 years worth in there, because when you, that's the conservative approach. But right. when you have money in the conservative, more liquid category, your earnings likely are not going to be as good as if you had the money in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the downside. You may not want all of your money in these safe products because it can hurt you in the future because you didn't have enough growth money. And I would even say the thing to think about, I was just talking to one of our clients the other day who found out that she had lymphoma. And she didn't want to go through the standard, cut it out, and then have all the chemo and radiation. Right. So she found a place with a fairly new, I think it was about 10 years old, treatment they were using that didn't include that.
Okay.
And where it was a minor, minor version, like 5% of the chemo or something. Okay. She wanted to do that, and the cost for that was $7,500 a week for a minimum of 6 months. So that's a lot of money, $150,000.
Yep.
A little more than that if somebody's doing exact math on me out there.
Yeah.
That's a very rough number, but that's an impact. Now, it didn't impact her because about 7 or 8 years ago, she wanted to be all conservative. And I said, you know what? Something can happen where you may need to write a big check. It might be you, could be your kids, and it could be experimental cures that your insurance won't cover. Or maybe you need a big long-term care expense. Let's get some of that money growing and get it in the market. I know it's a little more stressful because it's up and down. But you don't need it. We have your safe money. You can draw from it. And so she did that. And so now today when it's happening, she's got plenty of money there to pay it. So you have to be thinking, I see it all the time. So, you know, I've trained our team to be able to understand that those kind of things can happen. For a lot of people, they're going through this the first time in their life.
Sure.
So we know how to do things proactively to set people up for something that could happen 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, and to set people up for a down in the market. So, we just do this now. We switch here. We do that. When the market comes back up, we get some more safe money, and back we go making money out of the up of the stock market. So getting that right, very important, takes some work, takes some understanding, but then you have a ton more confidence going through the ups and downs of the stock market.
Tell me
mostly
about
the
risk.
Mostly the downs.
Mostly, okay. but tell, Carl, tell me about risk itself. How do you say to somebody, look, I don't know, maybe you've got like a gambling mindset, but boy, you've taken on too much risk. Or you say to somebody else on the opposite end, I know you're quiet as a church mouse. You don't want any attention, but you got to roll the dice a little bit, right? I mean, you got to navigate some pretty rough straits, I would think.
Yeah. And one of the things that we do with each of our clients, we determine where we think they should be based on what we know. And then we talk to them about where they're at, because if we're recommending a little more in the stock market, they might be like, I don't think I want to. Mm-hmm. So we explain the repercussions of not kind of following what our advice is. And if they're okay with that, then that's fine. But one of the things we do, and say somebody says, well, we want to take a little more risk because we want more money in the future.
Yeah.
Every time something happens, like what just happened recently, when the market took a really quick boom down,
mm-hmm.
Now it came back almost as quickly, but that shook up people. So now all of our advisors have been instructed when a client comes in, one of the first questions we're going to ask them is, how did that feel? Did you feel really stressed going through that little period? Or were you just like, hey, no problem, we got this? And then if someone says, you know, it kind of freaked me out, I was very stressed, I had the phone in my hand trying to call you, and my husband made me put it down, and he talked me off the cliff, and but I was so stressed. Well, now then is the time to correct it. Okay, then let's take, now we can sell stuff when it's back up again and move a little bit over to the safe side, so you don't deal with this next time it happens, because we've kind of tested for your uncle point when you finally say, I can't do it, I got to get out and sell. That's a little bit of the process.
Man, it's interesting stuff, and I can only begin to imagine the way that some people call you every day, going, man, it's up, it's down, it's sideways, you got to do this, you got to do that, and others, not necessarily more trusting, but just more reserved, saying, hey, I hired Carlson Financial for a reason, I'm not my area of expertise, not my bailiwick, they know what they're doing, they got to do it for us.
We have a plan, we've seen it work in the past, it gets, we get through, and over the years, you get a lot more comfortable, too, with the plan and the confidence in the plan and how everything's working. Yep. So the key is just get started.
Yeah.
Get started and figure it out.
That's what I want people to do. I, of course, have had people download that retirement toolkit from connectwithcarlson.com, and everybody's got questions after they go to connectwithcarlson.com. So, Carl, I ask you to let everybody know the best way to get in touch with the team over there at Carlson Financial.
Call us at 844-CARLSON, or you can reach out through our website at carlsonfinancial.com.
I love it. You're the best, my friend. I appreciate you being here. That is Carl Carlson. He is my financial advisor. By the way, I'm in the latter category. I do not call and annoy Carl. Every once in a while, I will send him a text that reminds him, buy low, sell high. But, you know, other than that, that's it. He's the guy. 447 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.